And welcome everybody to Off the Hook Overtime here on YouTube. I think everything is working this week. Yes, I made it. Kyle, you made it.
Made what?
Yeah, okay. And wow, it looks like all of you are in the same room, even though you're not. Rob, Gila, and Alex, you all made it to YouTube.
Yep, we made it over.
We did.
We are here.
And we're actually broadcasting on YouTube.
We are indeed.
And we sound good.
Okay. Now, a couple of things, some housekeeping here. Rebel, if you're out there, you can't call this week. And if you do call this week, there'll be further penalties because you double called last week and we told you not to do that. Requested. We don't tell people things, but, you know, for God's sake, it's not hard. We are going to demonstrate something. We're doing a lot of work. Kyle has really busted him various parts of his anatomy, fixing things. And the hum that we wait a minute, why is the hum here again? It was gone before the show. We tested this. Do you hear this, Kyle? That's a loud hum. That wasn't there before. You know, and I wonder now if this is somebody in the phone company is just out there winding me up. We had a beautiful sounding phone line. We did. We tested this. We spent up to an hour testing this. Kyle, I'm in your hands. What do I do? Do we proceed with a hum? Shoot ourselves in the head? Yeah, I guess we could do that. Is there maybe something to touch that would make this go away? Wow. This is unbelievable. The only thing that's different is we have you guys, the signal people, but I don't think that would cause it. No. Well, I don't know what to say. Guys, talk amongst yourselves while we try and figure this out.
Especially if you have more people on the system now, it seems like there's some kind of something going on with voltage. I don't know. What do you think, Rob?
I am just terribly curious, but not knowing more about the particular hardware situation going on, I don't want to advance any theories that make it sound like I do, but I'm wondering if it's a level of hum that we could get away with and still conduct our phone calls and our show.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's it, yeah. It's not terrible.
Yeah.
It's not terrible. I do wonder if it's because there are now more of us in the pots and that is, taxing the system a little bit. But since we do seem to have a moment, I would like to take this opportunity to say hello to the 24 people who are with us right now on YouTube. I would also like to just point something out, which is that my last name is not now, nor has it ever been, Monster, just to clarify. And
nor has it been Firefly.
It also has never been Firefly.
On the chat before the show.
Yes. Emmanuel, we do have a suggestion that we need a caller to see if there will be a hum.
Yeah,
okay, that's fine.
No kidding.
As long as they don't complain. If they complain, I'm out.
Yeah,
I think that's very fair.
We don't like constant complaints, but we tested this. We sweated over this. We were going to do a test call of our own. Should we even try doing that, Kyle? Or
well, I don't understand how I'm going to answer and be on the phone in the other room.
That's a good point. I didn't think of that.
I mean, I could tell you what button to pick up the call, but
I thought I'd pick up that, but we're not using that phone again.
I just wonder what part of this phantom conversation we had about this that was cleared up.
I guess the part you weren't listening to. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, regardless, let's discuss any more details about the Palantir story that we wanted to get out before we ran out of time, and then we can open up the phone lines.
I think my concern is general, and it's part of it is the Peter Thiel of it all, but this whole idea that so many people who got into public service as public service are being driven out in so many ways. And this whole idea that everything is commodifiable and you're seeing more people in the for-profit sphere moving into government, is everything a public good or is it a commodity? And please understand, I'm by no means saying this kind of surveillance system is a public good. But are there things that exist, like, say, I don't know, the post office, that don't exist solely to make money and to create profit?
Mm-hmm.
That, I think, is part of the danger here for me. Also, the fact that, you know, we've got the Palantir guys and the Clearview AI guys, and there's so much consonance in that also. That Venn diagram is not huge. Worries me a bit.
Yeah, I mean, there are definitely solid reasons why government and the direct operation of government has been decoupled from commercial interests for a long time. And we have seen the complete, devastation of the public sphere as an entity with Doge and with everything else, and just with the whole general turn these things have taken. And we're seeing capitalist interests directly affecting, handling, directing these movements of government. And it's not just like in the old days, which were like a few years ago now. You know, you would have companies constantly lobbying public servants to take their side in things and make things easier for them. And now they seem to have just cut out that middleman, because the public sector is being slashed and burned. And there's the old chestnut about private industry. The government doesn't know what it's doing because it pays $100 for a hammer and $500 for a toilet seat. But in that equation has always been, it's been private industry charging the government $500 for a toilet seat and making sure that they could get away with doing that. And so those toilet seats are now in direct control, and that has never been good for us. The information environment out there has been controlled. So much of it has been controlled by commercial interests for so long, and seeing it seep into the government at this level is terrifying.
If I break in here, Kyle's gone down the hallway to a payphone to call us and test out our phone line and see if we can hear him. Kyle, are you there?
Hello? Is this off the hook overtime?
We don't hear you.
Hello?
You're very, very low.
Okay,
we hear you, I think, from the hallway. I don't think we hear you on the air at all.
All right. Wow.
This is unbelievable.
I can slightly hear him.
Yeah, it's so low. It's so incredibly low. It's like the board self-sabotaged itself. Because
I turned it down because the hum was so loud.
Oh, I thought you fixed the hum. You turned everything down.
No, I turned the gain down on that.
All right, I'm bringing you way up now, as high up as I can physically go.
Yeah, but your slider's still not gonna. It was much higher.
And the hum is very, very loud now.
I'm sure it is.
Oh, this is ridiculous. This is awful.
I don't hear the hum.
You don't hear the hum. You do not hear the hum. All right, well, maybe the hum is just for us. Yeah, and you're listening on YouTube, right?
I mean, is this usable? Can you come?
No, you're too low. You have to be louder. Yeah, you have to be louder. This is
ridiculous. We're currently listening on Signal, and we can't hear it.
Yeah. We can hear touch tones. If you want to just communicate with touch tones, that's fine. But voice is going to be a problem.
Okay, well, Off the Hook Overtime is my favorite show.
It's falling pretty fast for me in popularity because we invest so much in this, and it keeps sabotaging us. All right, I'm going to turn this down now.
Okay. We've checked with the YouTube listeners, and they can hear Kyle, but they can hear the hum. They can hear the hum. They can barely hear Kyle.
Wait, why is it you don't hear the hum and they do? You're listening to the same thing.
We're not, though.
We're listening to what you're sending us on Signal. But
I asked you if you're listening to YouTube. YouTube, that's what you need to listen to. Yeah, obviously it's going to be different.
Well, we can't listen to both because of the delay.
Yeah.
Well, there's two of you. One of you. It doesn't matter. The point is, we have a hum and we have low audio. This is not going to work. So let's just talk amongst ourselves, and we'll send this thing out for repairs or God knows what.
How about now?
What do I do? Bring the phone up?
Yeah.
I hear a dial tone and a hum.
It's louder now.
Yeah. Well, that's nice.
Okay. Would it be helpful if I stepped into another room and you called my phone,
or we
call the show's line, and so Kyle can be there looking at the equipment rather than away on the phone?
Yeah,
That's up to Kyle.
Yeah, I really don't think I can really help much more on air without it just being about that.
Mm-hmm.
I really wish we could just speak over it for the time being, because
all right, let's try a call.
It's going to occupy more.
Let's try a call. Let's see
hours of my day.
Let's see how bad it is. 802-321-4225. But if it's torture, we're not going to continue.
Yeah, I don't even want to describe what I did. I mean, we switched back to the previous hybrid we were using, and yeah, it's just it ends up being about this like technical stuff that people who aren't going to do anything will invariably tell us we're doing wrong.
Well,
I don't care
do
what you think.
All right, let's not be a jerk. Look, they can't do anything. They're not here. So we can't blame people for not doing anything. Regardless, 802-321-4225. Is it possible something got warm and overheated and now it's starting to hum? Because it wasn't before. I swear to God, we tested this. It sounded so great. We were so happy. And if we sound bitter and angry, it's because we feel like the board has stabbed us in the back. And it's just not fair.
It is possible. You know, like back in the old days, in the analog days, my house phone used to fluctuate in utility with the weather, and it was terribly annoying.
Can I point out one other thing, Kyle? You apparently turned the ringer off because I didn't hear the phone ringing, and you don't hear the phone ringing now if it is ringing. So that's an important point.
Okay.
Is the phone ringing?
Cool.
Is the phone ringing? Do we have a call?
I don't know. I bypassed certain things, but yeah, the ringer's back on, I guess.
So if somebody calls up 802-321-4225, we will hear the ringer and pick it up and see just how bad this is. I think people are tuning in just to see what goes wrong each week at this point.
Yeah, build a radio station in your spare time.
Yes, Kyle has had a long day, and I understand. I do.
Yes. The efforts of everyone in front of, behind the scenes, and our listenership are appreciated in helping us get through this. So yeah, if you're out there, give us a call, 802-321-4225, and help us figure this stuff out.
I hate to argue with you, Rob, but don't do that now, because somebody called us. And,
oh, great.
You won't get through. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime.
Hey, good evening.
Hi. Speak as loud as you're comfortable speaking.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
Not really. Can anybody hear this person? No? Nobody? No.
Okay.
I mean, I can hear you, but it's very... And I don't think anybody else can. So we can have a private conversation.
Okay. I was just going to ask if you have any books to recommend along the lines of Cory Doctorow. So in response to companies like Palantir committing and supporting what I think are highly unethical activities.
Any books to recommend in the order of Cory Doctorow type books for companies like Palantir who are doing horribly wrong things? And I'll leave that to our signal group to and Kyle.
Mindfuck by Chris Wiley is pretty good. He was one of the Cambridge Analytica whistleblowers, like worked for them. It's along the lines of that, because Cambridge Analytica was using this API that Facebook allowed to scrape up stuff and influence politics in many other countries, and then their like experience in those countries was then applied to elections here in our own, and it totally blurred the line between sort of campaign techniques and sort of rigging the system. So yeah, Mindfuck's pretty good, but I don't know a whole lot that would be in the realm of Cory Doctorow. I know he's written extensively about some of this stuff, and there are many other fantastic authors out there also covering these kinds of things. And there was, let's see, some of the I think Daily Show had a woman on there that talked about a lot of this early on. I can't remember her name, but I know the book was How to Survive the Broligarchy, and that segment's really good. If you didn't watch the Daily Show this earlier this week, that her interview is really good, and she was very early on writing about kind of a lot of this stuff on the horizon. I can't paraphrase it that way.
I just looked up her name. Her name is Carol Cod. I don't know how to say this, Cadwallader, spelled C-A-D-W-A-L-L-A-D-R. You do better. And she wrote a book called Broligarchs, AI, and a Techno-Authoritarian Surveillance State. And yes, she was on The Daily Show on Monday. So I think that's on YouTube. You can just watch the whole thing.
And the title I said was probably the second book that she's written, sort of following up with all of that. But beyond that, there are many different subjects that intersect with this. And it's really come to a head because the affordability and the prevalence of all of this data has made it really tempting for these people to build on the kinds of surveillance capitalism that would have like sold you socks if you need socks right now or whatever, to now like harnessing it and selling it to governments to do their authoritarian bidding. And I don't think it's fair. We were tired of it when we were being sold socks when we needed socks, because like that should be up to us. And we see enough ads and targeted ads, you know, maybe helpful, but it's also annoying and creepy to some people. And I'll just say this while I'm talking. I want people in relative comfort. I'm talking about C-suite millionaires and billionaires. If this is going to be class warfare, like, okay, let's make it warfare. Like, this stuff should be wielded right back at these people. I want to know where Peter Thiel is. I want to know where his yacht is right now. You know, I want to know where Karp is.
I can find out. You want me to do that?
All these CEOs are at every instant, just as much as they want to know where we are and selling it to people. I'll do it for free.
I've got time on a satellite. I'll get on it right now.
But you know what I'm saying? So anyway, please read. Please share what you do find if you find titles. OTH at 2600.com. If you find some good titles, please share that with us so we can spread that.
Rob, go ahead.
Yeah, just in the realm of dystopian fiction, there is so much out there. Dr. O is one of the main ones that I recommend to people, but also, you know, it's even a bit cliched to recommend folks like William Gibson or Philip K. Dick because they're just so foundational to the genre, but also they're written by very, very intelligent people who are technically literate and who see things coming. And can speculate about the worst of these things. The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood, Snow Crash by Neal Stephenson. Go back to the 19th century and you can read The Machine Stops by E.M. Forster. And just all these ways in which the surveillance environment, the technical environment, can be pushed to extremes that are horrifying and yet not so sci-fi unrealistic as maybe they once were.
I hope that helped.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, thanks for your call. Yeah. It's good.
Bye.
Good hearing your voice all in the distance, and we appreciate that.
Thank you for the
appreciation. I'm sorry. But
thank you very much for the appreciation.
Yes, we appreciate that. I had a thought. What if we turn something off that's on? And maybe maybe when it turns on, it's, I don't know.
Okay, let me go down to the circuit breaker.
No, I don't. I mean this doohickey here, you know, whatever that is.
This is out of the loop.
That's out of the loop.
The old hybrid. This is the battery powered one.
Okay.
I could fumble around and try to switch back to that, but I got to move phones. I got to do a couple things.
Did we have the hum with that one? We had somewhat of a hum.
All right.
That one.
I'll switch back to that one.
Switch back to that one and see if the hum's any better. And then,
give me a second.
If it's not, then we can switch back to the other one, which has been turned off.
Isn't this fun?
It's fun.
I'm having fun.
This is our life.
Really fun.
This is what we do.
Super fun.
Oh,
yes.
Hey, I've got something we could talk about if we need to talk about something else while we're not talking about the phone.
Yes, and people, please don't call while we're doing this because it won't go anywhere.
Because actually, I'm sort of mad. I just got an email. Welcome to Hulu Perks.
Say what now?
The hell is Hulu Perks?
Welcome to Hulu Perks.
Are you saying Perks or Parks?
Perks, our new rewards program.
Oh, look at you.
What in the hell is a... And we've discussed this. I live for a rewards program in ways that probably make me a very significant security risk. I hand over my personal information all the time if it'll get me a free cup of coffee.
Why?
And
why your information?
Free cup of coffee.
Yeah, but you can say anything to them. You don't have to give your real info.
No, I understand that. But I'm saying, like, if I get, you know, if it's buy 12 cups of Dunkin' Donuts coffee or 12 purchases of Dunkin' Donuts over the course of a month and I get double points going forward, yes, I will make 12 purchases of Dunkin' Donuts over the course of a month. And I carry it on my phone and it's on the app and I gave them my birthday because I get free stuff for my birthday. And I recognize I am actively signing up for participation in the surveillance state because I get free stuff and I like it that they know my name. And, but.
Okay. So what do we got here?
I don't know. I'm thrown by this. And okay. See all perks. And how are they going to time out how long we're on the app? Like, I don't want to go to Lollapalooza. I don't want to go to Comic-Con. I certainly don't want Microsoft rewards.
Okay, so these are things they're throwing you. Is this because I just mentioned The Handmaid's Tale on the radio?
Stranger things have happened. An exclusive Hulu perk from Rare Beauty inspired by Only Murders in the Building. What the fuck is this? I do not understand. Sorry.
Okay.
All right. Here's something else that will tweak neurons. We have had it suggested. We have been challenged by someone in the YouTube chat, and this challenge is something that we get a lot of on this program, and always have. And this is Tom says, I challenge OTH and Overtime to talk about hacking and not politics for 1 week.
Okay, I challenge you to tell us what about the show that we just did is not about hacking. Seriously, do you agree, Rob?
No, I fully agree with you.
We talked about someone's phone getting hacked. We talked about ways to get yourself into court hearings. We talked about surveillance technology. You know, I'm sorry if it doesn't align with your political views or if you're uncomfortable that we're talking about things that are unpleasant, but that's reality. Everything we do has a link to the hacker community, and we make that link. So please, you know, we're not going to just pretend everything's all fine and just talk about the things that interest our demographic. That's never what we've done. Go back to the very beginning of Off the Hook, and we have always paid attention to what's going on in the outside world. Now, again, you might not agree, and that's fine. And you're welcome to not agree. You're welcome to have a voice as well. That's dialogue, and that's something we need to have a bit more of in this place.
This is something that we've gotten not just on this show, but 2600 Magazine, the Hope Conference, all of it. It's like there will always be someone saying it's too political, but it has always been a fundamental aspect of myself as a hacker, a fundamental aspect of my hacker worldview that notices the things that are wrong in the sphere of politics and how we can use hacker thinking to try and better it, to try and solve it. Because as a hacker, I look at the stuff around me and I want to see if I can fix the bits that are broken. And the political sphere is a very big broken bit in all of our lives. And I don't think it behooves any of us to try and put our heads in the sand and ignore what's going on and just limit the hacker discussions to, like, I want to make my computer run games faster or something.
And so,
go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead, E.
Well, I just wanted to say, you know, I don't want to give the wrong impression. I appreciate this conversation. I appreciate the question. We're having an interesting conversation, but this is a political conversation too that you brought on. So, you know, it's what is happening, and you can't ever ignore what's happening around you. It's important to discuss it, to acknowledge it, to make it better. And you can be a part of that by challenging us. We do appreciate that. Alex.
You know, I've always liked to take the contrary view here. And I think there's some validity to what our listener in the YouTube channel had stated. I think we do tend to maybe talk about politics as such a little bit too much. I can understand that. I think it's a valid criticism. I do agree, on the other hand, that technology and politics and the societal ramifications of technology are inextricably linked at this point. It's very, very difficult to separate the two. But I think there's some validity there. You know, what if we had some kind of compromise accommodation here?
I don't like the way this sounds, but go ahead.
Yeah. What if instead of saying Trump, we just called him the BOFH?
First of all, I think I said Trump once in the last hour. Well, I don't like saying that. I really don't.
We'll just call him the BOFH. And wouldn't it be amazing? It would be a great article if somebody compared Trump to the bastard operator from hell. Don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, Alex. We'll just have to wait to see if somebody does that.
Stood for.
Yeah, it'd be very interesting.
Go ahead, Gila.
If that comes out.
No, I was wondering what that stood for. But people are obviously responding to this in the chat. And Tom, who kicked this whole thing off, said, and I quote, OTH doesn't need to be another mainstream media spiel, which kind of blows my mind a little bit because
I don't know if that's like an insult or a huge compliment that he thinks we're mainstream media at this point.
Right. But yeah, I think it's very hard to see anything right now as not tied up in the political moment in which we live. Someone responded and said, it's been a while, but I sometimes go back and listen to some of the very old shows, such less dark times than now. I don't know how to discuss anything that's going on right now without it becoming a political situation. Mm. I would love not to have to talk about that man all the time. Mm. I don't know how.
I really implore people, study the history of hacking. It is inherently a political act. You can maybe argue that, you can debate it, but it's kind of true. It's a fact. At the outset, the way using things in ways they were not intended to be used was itself counter to what was sort of done, or whether you're talking about the phone system or whether you're trying to work around a particular product's design. It's inherently counter to what you're supposed to be doing. And I guess the only compromise I'm going to make is stop telling us what to do. Why don't you suggest something that you'd like to hear about? We can maybe find some stories about it. We can submit a story that you think is interesting that's so apolitical and bland, whatever, you know, that fits your comfort zone. We're not here to be like this comfortable thing for everybody. You got to understand how insane that is. Like, we would never talk about anything if everything we talked about had to be just, you know, tailored to your sensitivities. But what do you mean then by hacking? What is hacking to you? Like, these all become very philosophical very quickly. Hacking is something different to different people. Mm-hmm. You could argue that for an hour. So yeah,
we have.
I hear the point. I hear. Oh yeah, you're having trouble with how technologies and computers and telephones are bleeding into social and political issues. That's not our fault. Mm-hmm. That's how it is occurring. So you can be mad at the occurring. You can be, you know, upset that what you're hearing isn't what you want to hear. But by all means, there's plenty of if you mean like software development or like hardware design, like I think you're thinking about other shows. I don't want to turn you away, but I think you should be very like clear-eyed about why you're here. You're not going to agree with everything we say, and we're certainly not agreeing with everything you say.
Well, I mean, look at everything.
But suggest something. If you can do better, let's hear it.
Well, okay. The things we get involved with, whether it's the magazine, whether it's the show, whether it's the conferences, they all have political bends to them, and not all in agreement. And that's kind of where we've been coming from since we began. 84 is when the magazine began. 94 is when the conference began and the show began in 88. So we've been at this for a while, and it's kind of our thing. It's kind of how we tackle the world. but we're always open to hearing other perspectives and other ideas, ways of doing things. So, you know, we listen, but I don't think we can be expected to simply not pay attention to the things that are important to us. And, you know, I hold the show we just did as an example to that. What would you take out of that we just discussed? Every one of those stories I found fascinating and relevant, you know, very timely, all things that are happening right now. You know, there are people who would say, yeah, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't criticize the powers that be. And that might be convenient for certain viewpoints, but we never do what's convenient. We do what is on our mind, and we never shut anybody up either. If they call in, if they're on our microphones, if they write in, we always want to hear that. The fact that we're talking about this right now should tell you that. But I have more exciting news. I think Kyle might have actually fixed the hum. You want to tell us before we dive into this again?
Everything is the nice version tonight. Okay, yeah, the nice version is we're going to try something else.
Be nice. We're nice. We're nice. Be people. Nice. Be nice.
yes, the Southern hacker hospitality. Yeah, I'm ready.
Hey, it's a thing, all right?
Yeah, it's all for right. real. No.
All right, so I'm going to just bring this up without any dial
just
tone.
Set your expectations low. I did turn the gain on the compressor
okay,
down.
Right now, I don't hear any hum.
Yeah, but it's not off hook.
Oh, so I'm not supposed to hear a hum. Okay, so now it's off hook. Okay. Hit a touch tone so that we can hear.
Ooh, that's like snappy.
It's a snappy hum. But I can live with that hum. I can live with that hum. I can.
No, you want me to... I'm going to boost the gain on the compressor. Or maybe turn it off. I don't know which one was... How about now?
All right, Captain Jane, what you got? Okay, hit a...
It's very buzzy.
Hit a touch tone. Please. It's got a buzz to it. Yeah, it's kind of. What do you guys hear out there in Signal Land?
Well, it's not so bad on Signal. I turned the YouTube volume up for a minute, and the hum is there. But I would like to. I would like to try this because I think we could probably hear a caller over it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we did isolate when we were troubleshooting. We know what it is. It is the. There is a. A auxiliary return from the mic from our board. This is what sends everybody else, like our mics, to the caller, and that connection is what's causing it. So kind of beats me. All right, let's take this. Hi.
Hello.
Hey, you sound great.
Do I sound great? Because you sound pretty good yourself.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's there, but it doesn't sound bad.
I hear a hum, but you know what? Yeah, I have tinnitus, so I hear it ringing all the time.
It's not as...
I can live with this. In fact, the hum kind of cancels out the tinnitus.
It's not as buzzy, and I was just explaining how we know that this connection is the auxiliary return for our microphones going to the caller, because we played with the connections.
Sorry,
you just hang up on me?
I dropped the telephone. I'm sorry.
Bro. Bro.
Don't do that. You don't want to break something.
I'm going to hang up on you.
No, I'm hanging up on you.
No, I'm hanging up on you. All right. So it's more or less serviceable. We're going to talk to someone because basically this quarter inch is halfway down because it's a stereo quarter inch plug going into one of the auxiliary returns. It might be tip or ring maybe off on it. Or it's out of phase or something. We need to talk to an engineer.
I got my quarterback.
Or an audio expert. Did it? Did it actually return it?
It actually came back.
Wow.
I'm so happy.
Save
this
that.
Is the best thing that's happened to me
save
today.
Save that for later. All right. So let's take a call. We'll we won't be salty. We'll be nice.
Well, we don't know that. 802-321-4225.
Yeah, you're right. Why am I making promises?
Nobody knows. Nobody can predict. You might say the wrong thing.
Okay, yeah, just call.
Set us off.
Try us.
Yeah, yeah.
Come at us.
Yeah, come on. Try us. Try us out.
But that sounded good, though. That sounded good here to us on Signal. It sounded
that's
good
how you make
YouTube.
A phone call. That's how you do it.
Yes.
But try us. You might like us.
Absolutely.
Waiting for that call.
All right. So if you want to give us a call at 802-321-4225.
I think we chased everybody away.
Yeah, we don't want to hear from you. Yeah. Yeah. We don't want your call. I'm trying to use reverse psychology.
Well, we told Rebel not to call, and we mean it. Rebel, don't try to rescue us, because that would be bad. And then
Rebel's on notice.
Yeah, he's on notice, and we'll hear from him next week. And we'll welcome him next week.
I'm not sure he's even with us this evening.
We have not seen him in the chat.
What did you do, Gila? What do you mean he's not with
us? Is he traveling? Or that's later this summer.
I meant that figuratively, what I said last week. I didn't mean for you to go out and do it.
Whoa.
Well, please tell me you didn't. What?
It was a nod. She's supposed to interpret the nod.
Yeah, how is it on The Sopranos? You can just nod to somebody and they know exactly what you mean.
You gave the sign. What do you
mean? In real life, I can tell people to their face what, you know, something, and they're like, oh, I didn't know you meant it that way. Life is just not like TV. Learn that every day. And here we are. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
Hello, this is Lou Aichu calling from Washington, D.C.
And you've never sounded better. You sound really loud, and I can hear you. Yeah, there's a little bit of a hum, but so what?
Yeah, I think some of this is the compressor. There's like a gain boost on the back of the compressor, and the button's kind of sticky, so I can't tell if it's rising or if it's pressed.
The hum just tells you you're on the phone. That way you know.
Yes, well, I just got here. Let's see, that's because... Yeah, I got here. I was late. It's 8:37, so I have no idea what was said on Off the Hook or Overtime, but, you know, I just had a thought. You seem to be having so many problems with your equipment, such and such.
Well, we just fixed it.
What were you going to suggest?
What's your helpful suggestion?
Why don't we just give up?
I'd say give up the... names, model numbers of the equipment you're using, because, you know, some people might know, hey, there's a trick for that, here's how to make this thing work with that, such and such, you know.
He said give out, not give up. Not give up.
No, I hear you, caller. We did talk about it a little bit. Basically, what the connection is a return from the board that filters out the caller but sends our mics back to them. So there's auxiliary outputs or auxiliary monitors. So we have a 1/4-inch cable that goes in. It's a stereo cable. It's only pressed halfway down in the auxiliary output, and then that sends like 3 channels from our board back to the caller. Yeah, it's probably not correct, but when I press it all the way down, we get nothing. No hum, but no nothing. So there's something wrong. Like, I think tip or ring is backwards, or it's set up wrong to return audio to the caller. That's what we've isolated it to. And then there's some other stuff.
It sort of reminds me of plugging stereo headphones into like a mono tape recorder. It would vary depending on the specific aux cord, the manufacturer, how far apart the rings were. But if you just put it in not all the way, just a little bit, you could get the mono channel on both the left and right. But it only work if you didn't put it in all the way. Because normally when you plug a stereo headset into a mono audio jack, you only get it on the left, because that's just how the physical jack connectors are laid out.
Well, right. That is actually technically right for effects returns, and it's labeled as such on the board. I just might be doing that same thing with a monitor output that doesn't work that way. But it's cobbled together, and I'm not totally expert, but that is a normal thing to do in certain instances. But I may be using the wrong type of plug to do that with. It's not a mono plug. Well, so
this is the best sounding phone call we've had in months.
Yeah,
I'm happy
fine.
About that.
So what's on your mind? What else is going on?
Well, I'm on the 2500. I did adjust some settings on the telephone for different audio codecs. So yeah, I mean, this is the best it'll get, better than a cell phone, I presume. I haven't heard myself with these new settings yet, but
We're also on a 2500.
Said you were on the 2500 DMG. I'm also on the 2500 DMG.
Yeah, it's a DMGC, and it's got this weird R button. Do you have an R button?
That's for redial.
I don't want to press it because I don't know what number it might be, but I don't think it actually is for redial. I think it was part of a different system, but someone else can correct me.
What could
me.
R stand for other than redial? It must be redial.
Maybe, yeah, but it says, let's see, it's got a date, sold, 1989. Oh, warranty expires in 1989.
Oh, dear. But that's not when it was made. It was made before that.
Asset warning. Use for business systems only, or you risk an electrical short circuit.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's meant for, like, a... It's an extension from, like, a business, like, I want to say PBX or something, but I don't know. Someone can explain what these are used for. I looked it up a long time ago, but...
Where did we get that from?
Someone gave it to us.
People always giving us phones.
People give us phones like nobody's business.
Yeah. And don't stop.
Please keep them coming. But this is a good keyed phone. And how's your 2500 working? How's your new keypad?
Yeah, I demonstrated it last time, the buttons.
Yeah.
Changed some of the settings.
We're enjoying the music.
Some of the settings for DTMF recognition. So let me see if my fast dialing comes up on your side of the line.
Okay.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, we heard it.
Yeah, much clearer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Try dialing that fast on a smartphone.
That was a little choppy, but we got it. I mean,
we're hearing some clicks between the tones, but we are hearing the tones.
Okay. Well, that's all well and good.
Yeah, every week our technology gets a little bit better.
Keep it up, though. That sounds great. It sounds like you really got a good setup there.
May I ask where you got your 2500?
I said this on a previous call, but it was from a local house that was being cleaned out. So this was installed originally by Bell. This neighbor, he was actually a ham radio operator. I don't think I can say his call sign, but yeah, he just kept all this old stuff. He had a lot of interesting radio stuff, and I got to keep a lot of it. He had a really early cell phone where actually it was three different packs. There was like a battery pack, something to plug in the car, etc. It was all split up and black, and it's neat. I didn't take that personally. But also, there was in a shed, it was a box. What's the manufacturer? I forgot the manufacturer what it was, but if I remember correctly, it was this box, sort of like it was an early RF camera. I don't understand exactly how it works. There's a paper online from NASA that explains, because this company had actually got a contract to NASA. They were selling these devices to them. It's an experimental system where, like, it's a camera, it's an image sensor, and somehow it translates that image into a two-dimensional black and white field in RF, and RF can be modulated. Manipulated such and such to...
What happened to him?
Sounds like his internet dropped a little.
that's my internet. Yeah,
you disappeared into an echo for a second, but you're back.
Okay.
You're back now.
So do you need any more further explanation? It was just like a box that was sold under contract from this company to NASA, and it's some sort of image sensor that translates what the camera is seeing into an RF field, and the image can be manipulated and zoomed in electronically through that RF field. And I have no idea how it works, but I got it from the same guy that I got that is 2500 DMG from, so good to hear.
It sounds fantastic. It sounds like you are the good home that this equipment desperately needed. And that, ham radio operators are great and good people, and it's good to make those connections and be a place for some of this old equipment to go for curious types and people that might breathe new life into them with other tools and technologies that are ever present. So great to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I didn't have anything planned, of course, because I didn't listen to Off the Hook or anything on overtime past 8:30. So,
well, then you have Off the Hook to look forward to, because I think it's posted already on the internet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, and just remember, a picture is worth 1,000 words. I don't have time to spew 1,000 words here.
Uh-huh.
So,
well,
oh, wait, hold on. Shoot. Hold on. Let me just plug this in real quick. Oh.
Did the hum just get louder? I thought it did.
Do you hear something?
Well, I hear the hum.
Okay, hold on.
Is he controlling the hum somehow? It's changing. You hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're also on a call.
Hold on.
There's... It's...
full duplex is going back and forth, so he could have noise in his system somewhere along the lines. It's an imperfect system, but look, it's working.
Yes.
We're communicating.
Yes.
And honestly, that's all that matters. It really, communication can be messy.
Oh.
Change it. You hear that?
Yeah. Boy, that's some data there.
We're also on a call.
Hold on.
Wait, why do I hear Kyle on the phone?
Full duplex is coming back and forth. So
Kyle,
have noise.
Kyle's in the past.
Somewhere along the lines.
Kyle, this is Emmanuel from the future. Can you hear me? And the first person who gets us that data translated will win a prize.
Is that a picture?
I think it might be a picture.
A picture is worth a thousand words.
All right. Well, we're gonna chew on that for a while.
Very, very cool.
Thanks. Thanks so much for your call and for listening.
Keep listening. Keep experimenting. Oh. And they are out of here.
Yeah, they left before we even said that.
Wow.
All right. That was good. That was not bad. Any
next
thoughts from people in Signal Land?
That sounded really good, and I'm glad we got such a good connection. And you know, the hum is just a little friend in the air now, rather than an enemy, I think.
Yes, but we were getting notification from the chat, and I agree that was the best sounding call we've had in a really long time.
And it was on a landline to another landline, so that's important to point out. So if calls sound terrible in the future, it might be because they're not landlines, but that's, you know, that's just my opinion. Hopefully not too political, but that's how I feel.
Well, I think that's very fair.
It's weirdly like below the threshold on the compressor, which we only integrated when people were complaining they couldn't hear. So I don't know. Like the compressor's not doing anything.
Well, I think we have time for one or two more calls. 802-321-4225, country code 1 if you're outside the U.S., 802-321-4225, 802-321-HACK is what that spells. And anything on your mind as far as technology, the world, fun things you're doing, the Hope Conference coming up in August, you know, all sorts of things. We closed our speaker submissions on Monday. And boy, do we have a lot, and we're going to be posting those fairly soon. And hopefully people will look forward to that as much as we are.
Also, just for the record, and Lou Reishu, this is, well, for everybody, but just so you know, the archive is up on the WBAI website. If you want to listen to tonight's show, and if you give us a little time after we're done here tonight, it'll be up on the 2600.com website, 2600.com/OTH, and our podcast feeds and all these wonderful things. But, you know, if you're really chomping at the bit, you can find our archive already this evening. So just so's you knows.
Yep. No call, huh, Kyle?
I'm being nice. I didn't say anything, you know. I welcome the conversation. Apologies for sounding frustrated.
Well, it's also like 94 degrees in this room. So that's
and the air quality is bad.
Yeah, and we have smoke from the Canadians. Thank you very much. So that's in the area.
And sand.
Sand from Africa, I believe.
From the Africa.
But that's mostly in the south.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But supposedly they're going to meet and have some kind of a smoke sand storm. Mm-hmm. So we have that to look forward to later in the week. All sorts of things going on. All right, you know, maybe nobody wants to call. We'll give it two more minutes. 802-321-4225. If we don't get a call in 2 minutes, we're going to have an early night, which, you know, we deserve.
Yeah. I was excited that we got to hear the touchtones from our caller this week and heard his fast finger dialing there.
We appear to have a call, and we're going to say good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime.
Good evening.
How you doing?
There is a large hum.
Yes, we're aware of the hum, but it's not a crippling hum, and you sound very loud.
Good. I just wanted to let Alex Noh from a couple weeks ago, two, 3 weeks ago, that corpus is a neuter noun. So it was in the accusative.
This is the
is habeas, that at all helpful?
Habeas corpus?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense then, why the accusative form would be different. I agree. Is it singular or plural accusative? I think it would be singular, right?
I've forgotten what the plural might be, but it's certainly in the singular.
Yeah. Also, interesting choice for a neuter noun, wouldn't you think, right? Body, meaning it doesn't belong to any particular gender. Right?
You need to speak very loudly for me to be able to hear you.
I'm saying that neuter form for this noun is kind of an interesting choice for the word for body, right? Is what we're talking about in Latin.
And the you would word think for that, what?
Are you talking about corpus?
Yes.
Yeah. So we're talking about the word for body, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, good, yeah. But the fact that that's neutral and is not masculine or feminine, right? You would think that in some kind of patriarchal society, that would be a masculine noun. But the fact that it's a neuter noun or a neutral noun, and it's the word for body, I think this is kind of interesting, indicates some measure of equality.
Well, there's not necessarily a rhyme or a reason for what a particular word is in Latin.
Yes, I think a counterexample to this is another neutral
what?
Noun. A counterexample to this in Russian, the word blagalisha is a neutral noun. And that is the word for vagina.
I sent the police to you, Alex, because I'm kind of sick of this conversation, and someone has to stop you.
Good. We're talking about words a lot tonight. Gila was talking about etymology earlier. Now we're talking about Latin declensions and the accusative form. But I agree. Why don't we move on? Do you have anything else, caller?
Okay, sorry for annoying you with this.
Not in the slightest. We appreciate that.
All right. Well, there's a lot going on there. Actually, the cops might have been on the way to her house, not yours. Because I don't hear them anymore. Unless they just arrived. All right. 802-3214. Oh, there they are. They're back. 802-3214-225. We have time for another call. Good God. turning you guys down till things calm down. Gila, you seem to want to say something, but you're coming in the same channel as Noisy Alex. So unless he mutes... okay, go ahead.
No, sorry. I was just... Something going on here. We're good.
Or are the cops coming to your house? Is that what's going on? Never tell. Wow.
I don't hear cops.
Yeah. All right, we have we have another call, I think.
Hello.
I haven't greeted you yet, but go ahead. You are on Off the Go Time. Greetings.
Hello. I would have called sooner. I haven't listened in forever, and it's just inconceivable that I could get through. I mean, the last time I was listening, that would have been... But anyways, thank you. Thank you for being here. I have a question for you about the upcoming HOPE conference. I've been to a couple HOPEs, but I never volunteered, and I was thinking about it, and I'm not a shill, but I'm really interested in what assignments I could get or how I could like lean towards an assignment.
Mm-hmm. Are you interested in anything in particular?
Well, I live in New York, okay. So I have a lot of resources in terms of, knowing my way around and stuff. So I could be an asset. I just want to be an asset. So I could be an asset to people that are unfamiliar with the area, but I just would want to be useful, actually.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it sounds like there are many things you can do, and being local is certainly an advantage. And I got to tell you, you know, the only way these things succeed is through the hard work of volunteers. And we really need volunteers this year, because this is the first time we've done it 1 year after doing a previous one. And, you know, with everything that's going on in the world, a lot of people are just worn out. So we need new people. We need a lot of new people for this to work if we're going to keep doing this. So what I would suggest right now is to email volunteers@hope.net and let's get you on the radar, so that we know how to contact you, and we can start organizing and figuring out where, you know, you can work best.
Outstanding. I'm looking forward to it. I've been to maybe the last 4 or 5, and good time was had by all. Thank you all for making yourself accessible. That's amazing to me.
Well, thank you for the support. We couldn't do it without people like you.
Thanks. Peace out.
All right. Be well. And, yeah, again, the email address, if you want to volunteer for Hope, volunteers@hope.net. And the website is just hope.net, and you can see all kinds of updates there. We're adding talks and speakers. We're processing so many. So if you don't see yours there yet, you might see it there in future days or weeks. And, you know, that runs up to the when the conference begins, because sometimes spots open up and talks that weren't accepted suddenly get accepted. So we never say no, but we are open to so many different ideas and presentations. We have another phone call. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
Hello. I've got the answer to that picture thing that the gentleman played, the audio.
You do? Wow, I'm impressed.
That was fast.
Okay, that is a system which is used in amateur radio and other radio systems as well, called slow scan television.
Okay.
What that is sending TV pictures, not fast motion TV pictures that you're used to, but one or two photographs at a time using very low bandwidth signals, like the bandwidth of a single sideband signal, and you can, in about 30 seconds to a minute, you can send a low-res TV picture to someone via HF shortwave circuits or even VHF, UHF as well. In other words, it's for single video photographs that it's still used today in amateur radio and other systems.
Can you tell us how many, like, what the lines are of the raster? Like, is it 640 by 40?
Okay, I am not sure of that, because I don't do slow scan television, okay, but I know what it sounds like. But the thing is, you can get programs to decode that on the internet. They're either shareware or freeware or available for a minimal cost, but there are software solutions to decode those programs.
Okay, so to be clear, you haven't actually decoded that picture yet.
No, okay. No, right. But it can be done.
Well, I want to see somebody do it. I really do.
Well, we suspected
someone,
as much.
Well, someone will have to get a recording of that that data dump, if you will,
uh-huh,
and just put it through the software decoder of that. You'll get a picture on the screen.
And you can find that at our website, 2600.com/offthehook. You'll be able to grab the data there, or on the YouTube channel. I think we have everything stored there as well. So I hope somebody's
okay,
able to
also,
do that.
Okay, yes. Also, one other thing on your phone problems. Let me just ask, well, maybe you know, I'm sure Kyle does. What type of jack do you have on the wire side of the interface? Is it a stereo or a mono jack?
For the hybrid?
Yes.
All right, well, one uses XLR, like, balanced inputs, and the other is a portable one, like, for, like, sports broadcasting, made by Gentner, and it has I'm using the quarter-inch headset jack and running that into a channel, or actually
okay,
into a compressor.
Okay, is it a stereo or a mono jack?
That is a good question. I don't know about the plug. I'm going to assume it's a stereo plug. stereo jack, and I think I have a stereo plug.
Stereo plug on your board, correct?
Yes. So, yeah, I'm using stereo connectors, and it's probably stereo for the headset. Go ahead.
Okay, so you can, if it is stereo, there is a way to do convert that to XLR connection, because an XLR connection is called a balanced connection, and what you're trying to do is insert a consumer device onto that, which is not designed to match with it, but there is a hack right around it.
Yes, what you are describing is I forget what they're called, but there are, we're actually using some of those for the output to the to another system when we broadcast for air, and we had used that early on. Actually, we were using software that was going through, believe it or not, the headset jack on a smartphone, and we had balanced, basically it would lift the audio, bring it up with like a capacitor or something. We're using those same connectors.
Yeah, understand what you're doing.
Yeah.
What you might also the other
we're not
thing
doing
about
that
inserting
anymore.
The also the other thing about inserting the plug halfway into the other plug to get the full audio. You can get an adapter, a stereo to mono or mono to stereo. I forgot offhand that you could put on the end of that cable and then insert it all the way, and you should not have problems.
That is probably a wise solution.
Suggest what you've done, because I've seen, I know what you're going through, because I've seen situations like that in the broadcast engineering context.
Well, I really appreciate your empathy, and yes, like it's really a bunch of different things, and the really difficult part is when I'm trying things to get rid of a hum without knowledge of actually what I'm trying to fix, I end up doing like five things at once. And you don't really know.
Well,
and then
you've
got
to literally break it down to a step-by-step procedure.
Exactly.
And also, what you might have is a ground loop issue, where I assume that on that board there is a ground connection where you can literally connect that to ground.
Bond it.
And eliminate,
yeah,
that could be another way to eliminate the hum.
Understood. Yeah, the board is itself not bonded. It does have like a regular AC plug in it, and it is itself a hand-me-down, a very old board, but a pretty reliable one made by Mackie, which is fantastic.
Oh, I'm familiar with the Mackie stuff.
They're
fantastic,
yeah, Washington company.
I don't want
to
bore everybody else, but I figured I'd just throw that into the
mix.
Oh,
no. We love talking about technical stuff.
I'm captivated by it.
It's fairly complex, and some of it I'm paraphrasing or being a little bit general. For various reasons, we don't want to be too specific about everything we're doing, but the one hybrid we've used before may work better. We'll keep reconfiguring it, but basically, we've isolated it to the path that's coming back, going to the caller, and it may be the wrong auxiliary monitor plug. As you said, we could get an adapter. We will we'll have some help, I think, because it's a little bit beyond my level of expertise with audio engineering. Like you said, lifting signals that are not line level and balanced inputs and stuff like that. I can do things that, you know, work in my head, but it's not electrically correct.
That's how I started, and you've got to start experimentally and do hands-on.
Yeah.
So you're doing exactly the same thing that I did when I got started in the industry.
Yeah, this is like,
I know what you're going through.
Yeah, thank you for that. It's like audio wildcrafting here, and we're pretty good at it. We can make it, you know, work in a pinch, but it's not necessarily correct. But we'll take your comments to heart.
Just trying to help out over here.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
I appreciate it. Appreciate the perspective. And we'll keep working it as frustrated as we sound. But you sound fantastic. And please continue listening when you can. And if you have any other ideas or suggestions, You're always welcome to
that's
call
about it.
Write.
By the way, Emmanuel, we did meet years ago. You probably won't remember me, but it was when you were at Dayton a couple years.
Okay.
Had a chat with you, and I'm not sure if Kyle was there, but among the things that we talked about was Radio Albania back in the day, and I did some bizarre imitations of their wow. on-air people and so on, and you kept asking me, can I get an air check of that? And I said, no.
Radio Tirana, yes. I
yes,
remember
Tirana.
Them well. Uh-huh. Wow.
So,
uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Did somebody lose their internet again? Or?
Oh, darn.
That was a good call. That was a really good call.
We might get a...
Well, they might reorder. Still be connected.
Maybe they muted themselves.
We don't hear you, caller, anymore.
It seems to still be connected.
Yeah, so maybe there's something... If you can hear me, press a touch tone or something. Well, actually, yeah. Oh, or do that. All right, that tells me that you got disconnected. So let's give him a chance to call back, because I wanted to hear the end of that conversation.
Great suggestions, though.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate the
I was trying to remember the Dayton conversation. Yes, Rob, go ahead.
While we're waiting for that callback, just a shout that 2600 meetings are happening this Friday all over the world. Go to 2600.com/meetings. And also a shout out to Dr. 47 over on Mastodon, who was able to pull out most of the picture that was broadcast over SSTV on this session.
Really?
It's been boosted by the Off the Hook Mastodon, and you can see it's some sort of cartoon character. Not all the details are visible, but it's very cool that was sent over the audio of this YouTube stream.
Wow. Okay. Well, I want to see that. Maybe somebody can display it. And we have a call back.
Hello?
Is this the same caller? Hello. Can you hear me?
Okay. Now this should be better. We got cut off for some reason.
Yes. Something happened. I'm glad you called back.
Okay, but what happened was that we got talking about shortwave, and back then, and I was talking about Radio Tirana
right.
back in the day with the very stilted way that their announcers handled things,
uh-huh.
and this one woman who was classically weird, she would come on and do things like she sounded like she had no personality at all,
uh-huh.
and she would come on and talk about things like the imperialist United States would do this and this and that,
uh-huh.
and the glorious Albanian people run by dictator Enver Hoxha are the greatest people in the world.
Wow.
And you running dogs of American imperialism do not like this. And that's what she sounded like.
And that's what she said, too. Things like that. You got the names right and everything. Yes, definitely. Wow.
Okay, that's about it.
I must remember that conversation. I probably told you of the time I went to Canada and called Radio Tirana from Canada because you weren't allowed to call.
No, you didn't tell me that. Didn't tell me that.
You could not call Albania from the United States back then. So I actually went, when I was going to Canada for other reasons, in a hotel room, I was able to place a call to Radio Tirana, and I was able to communicate to them my address and ask them to send me a QR code, not QR code, QSL card. And they did. They did. Like a month later, I got something in the mail from Radio Tirana. It was amazing.
That is truly bizarre, because that was one of the strangest Stalinist Cold War relic radio stations of the period.
Well, you'll be happy to know that Radio Pyongyang is still on the air. They still have interval signals. You can hear them on shortwave, and it's just like nothing has changed.
Oh, yeah, I'm aware of that.
Wow. May I ask where you're based?
I'm based in northern New Jersey.
Cool. Well, it was a pleasure talking, and hopefully we see you at HOPE or other events in the future, and hear from you on the phone as well.
Okay, take care. Have a good day.
All right, be well. That was awesome. That was awesome. And that's going to do
cool.
it. Yes.
Good caller tonight.
Thank you, Kyle, for making all that possible. It's your hard work.
Yeah, good job.
Yes.
My displeasure.
Owe him applause. And everybody out online should be applauding right now, too.
No.
Stand on your front porches and blow air horns and cheer, because the engineers of the world are what get things done. Yes. Any final words from folks here?
I do a lot of engineering.
You do. And you hate it. You hate engineering. But he does it anyway. No final words, anyone?
I had fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. This was cool. Thank you to everyone out there for bearing with us while we figure shit out. And
but seriously, everybody was sounding great.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll try to make it sound better for next time, but I'm happy with this.
It'll get better. It's just a lot of equipment, a lot of moving parts, and older stuff and newer stuff. And yeah, we probably need some converters and an actual audio engineer to look at it.
I think most everyone, maybe everyone on who called in today was on a landline. I think it's quite possible. Ham radio people, I know they're on landlines.
Right, you're right. Yeah, yeah.
Something to think about. Well, you can write to us, oth@2600.com. We'd love to hear from you. Praise, criticism, new information, anything. More info on Hope, hope.net. Please visit, contribute, be a part of it. It's a lot of fun, August 15th through 17th, I believe, right, in Queens at St. John's University.
Yes, and the date in the middle is 16th, and it's Hope 16th. So you get that. It's the middle of the conference.
Okay, 16. No one ever mentioned that before, but you're right. Yeah, the 16 is in the middle.
Right in the middle of those 3 days.
We named it Hope 16 because it's the 16th conference.
Yeah.
That works too.
I implore people to communicate and don't give up. That's it.
Oh, no one said anything.
Don't give up.
Yeah, so that means communicate, people. I mean, speak and
but
say stuff.
Please communicate, because that's really lagging, and I think people are forgetting the power of understanding and how easy it is to reach out or to share what you're thinking, and one-to-one communication or talking to many people like you are here by calling in and broadcasting or sharing your thoughts over email. Whatever it is, do it. Don't restrain yourself, and don't forget, you know, your words matter and people are listening. People want to hear you, and they know you have something to say. And just above all, in all of this, technically, if you're taking on, we know you're taking on challenges, if you're trying new things, if you're pushing yourself and you're outside of your comfort zone, whatever you do, just don't give up.
Yeah. Go ahead, Rob.
And just a shout out there to wherever applicable, whoever needs to hear it. Happy Pride Month. Remember, Stonewall was a riot.
That's true. We could use a few more of those, I think.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. Alex, did you have something too? Your hand is up.
No, I just want to say good night.
Okay.
Good night, everybody. See you all next week.
Yes. Bye.